Hey, I'm Josh Scobie. Welcome to the first edition of the offseason's Kicking It with Scobie. We're going to go in the locker room and talk to my teammates about what they've been doing the past 3 months. All right, we're here with big number 32, Maurice Jones-Drew. Mo, what did you do this offseason?
I went back to be a college student. Had a great time. Got a 3.0 GPA, and that was about it.
That's pretty cool. You know, I'm still working on my my bachelor's. I got a good year left on yours. How much you have left before you finish?
2 years left.
So you came out early, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, only 2 years of school, man. So now I'm kind of trying to figure my way back in. I thought I could, you know, do some community service or something for UCLA. Maybe they could cut down some classes. But unlike some of these other schools in the SEC or the South, you know, we can't buy degrees on the West Coast. We got to earn them.
Andre, what'd you do the past 3 months?
The first month I had to get surgery on my groin. After I recovered from that, I rehabbed in Clemson. I recovered from that and started training in LA.
All right, we're here with tight end Matt Veldman. Matt, what have you been doing the past 3 months to get ready for off-season conditioning program?
I've been doing a lot of rehab with this knee. I went home for a little bit, so I got to get away for a little while, but been doing a lot of work down here with the training staff and strength and conditioning staff. You know, everything's about getting ready and getting back on the field as soon as I can.
Good deal. So you feel not close to 100%, but you know, getting there, being ready for the upcoming season?
I mean, I feel really good. I guess the medical staff and those guys are kind of protecting me from myself. I mean, I would be out there if I could. I mean, if it was up to me, I'd be out there, you know, but they're kind of holding me back because they have to. It's their job. So,
Uche, what have you been doing the past 3 months to get ready for the conditioning program?
You know, I've been rehabbing my knee, had knee surgery, so I've been doing that. Been trying to get as much work as I can upper body-wise as possible just to give myself some type of, you know, athletic movement going on instead of just walking around. But you know, that's pretty much been what I've been doing, is trying to get ready, get myself healthy enough to get back into full action.
That's good. Yeah, a lot of guys have had to, you know, deal with the injuries and the rehab and stuff like that. And on another note, Tuesday we had the meeting with Coach Bradley, and he brought a lot of excitement from what I felt, and a lot of guys felt the same way. How did you feel coming out of that meeting?
You know, I thought it was a real good meeting. I thought that he was, you know, really passionate, and for players to know that your coach is passionate, that gives you a little bit of a boost. You know, we're so used to, you know, having routines and doing things, and we like to have, you know, that energy come from the people who are, you know, basically, you know, our leaders, and our coaches are leading us, and we lead our, you know, we lead the players beneath us from there. So it was a good meeting. I thought he really brought a lot to the table for us, and he has a lot of high expectations, and we're looking to meet him.
Vince, what have you been doing the past 3 months to get ready for the conditioning program?
Get ready for the conditioning program. Well, I was actually overseas in Europe, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, just really promoting football, Jaguars football, and most importantly, and my own brand, Mr. Mintz Productions, and the energy drink that I'm coming out with soon. So I've been working my butt off doing all three, and they all come to, they were all working out. You know, I came back in great shape. I'm ready for football.
Yeah, so we're talking like Red Bull type energy drink. What's it going to be called?
Yeah, it's like that. It's called the Mr. Mintz energy drink. I mean, shoot, plain and simple. You know, I'm a high motor guy, so it'd be nice to do a commercial, you know, with, have this on there, you know. You know, and also...
Wait, who is that? It looks like Chris Brown. That does not look like
no,
you.
That is
There's no
Mintz.
Way that's you.
Yes, it is.
No.
This was made... Mind you, I had this in college like 19 years ago. I already had this brand. I was just waiting on the moment to push it out. So I look a little different, but this is me.
It's pretty sad.
And this is the European tour. You can see all the different places we went. I actually did musical shows. I did football coaching clinics. I did... just promoting, you know, my brand.
That is unique, to say the least. All right. Appreciate your time.
I'm a unique guy.